Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hello, I'm Carol Vordman. Welcome to Perfect 10, and we are all very excited here because it's Friday!
Yay!
That's right, there is just one more quiz to go before we can all kick back for the weekend. 10 questions, 10 points, all done in 10 minutes. I have 10 fiendish questions for you today and every weekday, as you know. So please make sure you subscribe to get every episode as soon as it drops automatically there for you. Now, today is the 8th of March, and it is International Women's Day, an event that originated on this day in New York City, all the way back in 1857, when female textile workers marched in protest of unfair working conditions and unequal rights for women. A similar protest took place on the 8th of March, 1908, involving women in the needle trades. Then, on this day in 1910, International Women's Day officially became an annual day. Right then, it's time to start today's quiz. Can you end the week with a perfect 10 score? Are you ready? Are you steady? Here come the questions. Question one, as always, is your starter for a perfect 10, and we're starting this Friday with a game. In the British version of the board game Monopoly, which of these is more expensive? Is it Mayfair? Or is it Park Lane? Which is the most expensive? It's a 50-50 guess, so yeah, just have a guess, really. You might get a point. Question two is our clues in the news round. You're about to hear a fictional report from the Perfect 10 newsroom, which contains clues to a famous saying or a famous phrase. But can you work out which phrase I'm after? Here we go.
News just in. After trying all kinds of remedies, a local woman was finally cured after watching a hilarious stand-up comedy routine.
So what is the famous phrase hidden in that fictional news bulletin? For a point. Question three, Carol Lateral Thinking. And we're finishing the week with some lovely maths. A football game was played for exactly 90 minutes. If I played for exactly 54 minutes, what percentage of the game did I not take part in? And if you want some extra time to work this out, please feel free to pause or rewind. I'll still be here when you're ready to move on. Question four is our final memory round of the week. And as ever on a Friday, it's Foodie Friday. So listen carefully to this wonderful recipe for something delicious as a question will follow.
It's time for another Cooking with Arunjay. And today, I'm going to teach you how to make some fantastic Thai curry fish cakes. You will need 400 grams of roughly chopped, thawed, frozen pollock fillets, 1 egg, 1 tablespoon of red Thai curry paste, 2 teaspoons of fish sauce, 1 tablespoon of corn flour, the zest and juice of 1 lime, 50 grams of trimmed and finely sliced green beans, 2 tablespoons of sunflower oil, and 3 tablespoons of sweet chili dipping sauce. Dip the fish into a food processor with the egg, curry paste, fish sauce and corn flour. Then blitz until smooth. Tip the mixture into a bowl, add the lime zest and green beans and shape into 8 fish cakes. Heat the oil in a large non-stick frying pan, then cook the fish cakes in batches for a couple of minutes each side until firm and cooked through. While the fish cakes are cooking, stir the lime juice into the chili sauce to make a dressing. Finally, serve the fish cakes on top of a green leafy salad.
Gosh, those fish cakes sounded really good, didn't they? But I hope you were listening because here comes the question for a point. How many grams of green beans are required for the recipe? Well, it was all in the clip, but can you remember the information you need to answer the question? It's time now for questions 5, 6, and 7, our frivolous, familiar, and fun rounds. Here's question 5. Roar, R-O-A-R, was a 2013 UK number one single for which American singer? It's a very famous song. By a very famous singer, but do you know the answer? Moving on now to question 6. Complete this famous advertising slogan. Should have gone to where? That should be a nice easy point for most of our UK listeners. Question 7, time for a book. Nick Carraway is the narrator of which 1925 novel? If you've read the book, you've probably just bagged yourself another point. Question 8, time for 2 in, 2 out, where you swap two letters in a word to make a new word. So, which two letters can you change in the word house, H-O-U-S-E, to make another word meaning stop? Change those two letters and find that word. Question 9 is, I know this, and I have a First Letters Friday question for you. Which stage musical, which has been running in London's West End since 2013, has the initials T-B-O-M? T-B-O-M. I wonder what the musical could be. And here we are at question 10, the final question of the day. And on Fridays, we say goodbye to anagrams and hello to a riddle. Can you work out the answer to this riddle? What wears shoes while it sleeps? Have a think. See what you can come up with. What wears shoes while it sleeps? There you have it. That's today's Perfect 10. In fact, another week of brain training almost over. And just in case you didn't know and you haven't bought it already, if you love Perfect 10, then you really will love our Perfect 10 quiz book. You can find it everywhere you buy a normal book. It's just called The Perfect 10 Quiz Book. And it's very, very popular. And a lot of people are using it to play almost as a board game, really, with friends and family. So try that out. Get your scorecards ready. If you haven't already got one, head on over to our website, perfect10.uk, to get yours. Just download it. It's very good. Print one out and it'll help you throughout the week. Don't forget to follow or subscribe so you don't miss next week's questions as soon as they drop. And follow us, please, on social media at perfect10carol. Right. Let's get you some answers, shall we? 10 questions, 10 points, 10 minutes, but did you get a perfect 10? Let's find out.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Question 1, and your starter for a perfect 10 was this. In the British version of the board game Monopoly, which of these is more expensive, Mayfair or Park Lane? And the answer is Mayfair has a value of £400. Park Lane is the second most expensive, the hefty price of £350. Question 2 was clues in the news, and we were looking for a famous saying hidden in the news bulletin.
News just in. After trying all kinds of remedies, a local woman was finally cured after watching a hilarious stand-up comedy routine.
And the phrase I was looking for was, laughter is the best medicine. Question 3 was this maths-based Carroll lateral thinking question. A football game was played for exactly 90 minutes. If I played for exactly 54 minutes, what percentage of the game did I not take part in? The answer is 40%. If I played for 54 minutes, I took part in 60% of the game, which means I did not play for 40%. Question 4 was our memory question, and it was a fishy foodie Friday, as we were learning how to make Thai curry fish cakes. Oh, yum, yum. I asked you the question, how many grams of green beans are required for this recipe? Could you remember the answer? It was 50 grams of green beans. We go into the 3 frivolous, familiar and fun questions. Question 5, Raw is a 2013 UK number one single for which American singer? Well, of course, the answer is Katy Perry. And it was her 4th UK number one single after I Kissed a Girl, California Girls and Part of Me. Question 6, time for a commercial break. Complete this famous advertising slogan, should have gone to where? Well, of course, you should have gone to Specsavers. Question 7 was about a very famous book. Nick Carraway is the narrator of which 1925 novel? The answer is The Great Gatsby by F. Scott Fitzgerald. In the 2013 movie adaptation of the book, Nick is played by Tobey Maguire. Question 8 was two in, two out. So which two letters can you change in the word house to make another word meaning stop? Well, if you change the H to a P and the O to an A, you get pause, P-A-U-S-E, which of course you can do on perfect 10 whenever you want. Question 9 was, I know this, but did you? Which stage musical, which has been running in London's West End since 2013, has the initials T-B-O-M? The answer is The Book of Mormon. The show was written by the creators of the animated TV show South Park, and it tells the story of two Mormons who are sent on a life-changing mission to Uganda. And finally, question 10 was this week's riddle. What wears shoes while it sleeps? And the answer is a horse, because it's wearing its horseshoes. Yeah, not an easy one, really. You're allowed to groan. And there you have it. That's another week of Perfect 10. Done and dusted. I hope you're feeling a whole lot smarter. Even if you didn't get a perfect 10 score, it's still a great way to keep that wonderful brain of yours in shape. Right, I'm Carol Vorderman. That was my perfect 10 for you. I hope you have a perfect weekend. Perfect 10 is produced by Talent Bank as part of the Acast Creator Network. Head over to shows.acast.com/perfect10 for more information.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.